girl and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Hello and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Holy Commutes podcast. This is your host, Trent Steffes, along with our co-host, Austin Steffes. Austin, welcome.
Welcome, Trent. Thank you for having me. Welcome to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. On a wonderful day here on Wednesday, April 20th, it's good to be with you. It's good to be with the listeners, and we're going to throw you a little ball. Gonna throw you a little curveball here. Yeah, curveball, because like wiffle ball, you know what I mean? Wiffle ball's curve. It says so on the box. It says it curves, and then it shows you how to throw. Listen, we're throwing you a curveball because I said on the last podcast, and this is kind of becoming my whole bit on this show, on this station, in this channel. I tease, and then I not only don't I pay off the tease, but I completely change the tease.
You just forget the bit.
I don't forget it.
You lose the bit.
I consciously ignore it. And last week I said that we were going to be doing an MNWA playoff preview, and then we're going to be doing an MLW preview with Sam Skibbe for the last week of the season once Jersey things have slowed down for me a little bit. And I decided the other day to scrap the MNWA playoff idea because we talked about MNWA earlier this season and to go with the HRL opening day preview, because HRL opening day is tomorrow on April 21st. We're hitting the rinks. The rinks are open and the season for HRL starts. You know, it's been a long time since we've been outside playing wiffle ball, so I'm really looking forward to that.
I mean, we've even been dealing with like 20 degree weather and snow as of this week, so it's kind of crazy that we're going to be playing wiffle ball this week, so I'm just excited to get out there.
And so what we're going to do today is go through all the matchups that we have on opening day, and you're going to give me your blind reactions to this because you haven't paid a super lot of attention and aren't familiar with the opening day matchups, and so we're going to go through these. You're going to give us some things to look forward to about these matchups, and then I might chime in and give a little uniform preview as well, just to, So let's start in Eagan. So we're on the Mariners in Hopkins, so we're going to start in Eagan. Eagan at the famous Sky Hill Park, home to such great moments as the 2008 World Series, the NWLA Tournament, regionals were there. Man, what a great historic field. And first matchup, the remnants of one of the franchises from that 2008 World Series, the Baby Cakes versus the Rough Riders. What do you think about this matchup?
That's going to be fun. Fun little two-game series right there. First reaction is I think the Cakes will probably take both of them. I think Seuss and Hove will probably be pitching, so that's going to be... that's a really good 1-2 punch right there, the way Hove has been pitching, and I know Seuss has been warming up, so... on this side of Rough Riders, it's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back with a dumpy-less saddle, one would say. So that is a big loss for them, him being a big key player for them. So it's going to be interesting to see how Hal and Hader, the H&H connection, kind of deals with that and handles the load, whether or not they're going to be, you know, just going out there having fun playing. It's like, whether or not they are just trying or not trying, they are going to be good. So
yeah, Hader's really got that skill where even when he's not trying, he's really deadly and you got to pitch around him. So
yeah.
So they're always dangerous. You mentioned Hove. Man, he had such a great year in MNWA.
Yeah.
And he is like pretty clearly their number two pitcher, I would say, because Palpatine's definitely going to be getting innings, but I would say that Hove is ready to be that number two, and he's going to be talented enough, you know, behind Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a lefty, and I mean, he's got potential to be the best left-handed pitcher in the league.
Agreed.
And
yeah.
So, and he's going to have the opportunity this year to do that, and so I'm really excited to see him sort of step out from behind the shadow of, you know, Syke, whom he's been with the past his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now he can be that number two to the best pitcher in the history of HRL.
Agreed. Yeah, and I also think that Palpatine's like, just him showing up will be a question too, because I know he's just been, he hasn't been a full-time player these last few years. So I don't expect him to play like a full like 36 games.
Yeah, hopefully he's out there, man.
Well, I mean, he'll be out. I love seeing him, but it's understandable that he's more realistically like a halftime player. And yeah. I think that will still work great for them. So
yeah.
So next matchup.
Yeah. I just wanted to quick say that the Rough Riders, they're going to be doing something different this year. They're not going to have new opening day threads, but they're going to be switching it up. And as we go along into the season, and then the Baby Cakes going to have some of the best looking threads in the league. Going back to purple and two button looks. So that's going to be really cool. Another two-button team, the Marlins on the other side of the field here at Sky Hill Park. They have two-button jerseys as well. They're going to be taking on the Braves, who are returning to Eagan after a spell in Hopkins. So besides Huey Lewis in the news from Sanchez's speaker, what do we have to look forward to here?
This will be, again, I feel like a good competitive matchup. I think the Braves are going to come out swinging big time. They're looking to put up a run for their division this year. And Sanchez that's all you need on a team in HRL to really be good. So
yeah.
With him hitting maybe 40 bombs, 400. It could be a really good season for the Braves, and especially with the way Egan's kind of structured, I think they have a good chance of taking a lot of games this season. So
it's gonna be cool to see them back in there. And the Marlins, like you informed me before the show, I wasn't even aware they lost Professor and Box.
Yeah.
So like basically their top two pitchers, and no disrespect to anybody that's on the team, but when you think about Marlins pitching the past couple of years, you're thinking about that.
Yeah.
Those two, and so that's huge for them. So I mean, it's going to be probably, I don't know, but they're in Eagan, so I mean, it's probably not going to be as, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what they got? Who knows where they're going?
We'll see how the vets like Newt and Schnugan step up, and then they got Shipwreck in there. I think this team can be good. Like they're gonna compete and put together wins and just be fun to be around. They're great guys, and maybe they might even add someone else too, or just add other players as the season goes on too.
I would definitely like to see a Newt MVP type season.
He's got it in him.
Yeah, he's got it in him.
He does.
He's got a lot of stuff in him. Going over to Carnelian Park, this was one of the... It was a park they used very early on in HRL, and they revived it last year because Pilot Knob no longer available. Carnelian Park, we're going to start with the Lugnuts and the Trash Pandas. What do you say?
Lugnuts here is going to be the big addition of Twizzler. Her coming into... that role just being a spark plug for the Lugnuts. She's going to bring a lot of energy for them, and I think she's going to turn a couple heads. I think she's been in the league long enough to where she's going to take a step up this year.
Hopefully at the end of the year when we're talking about most valuable players to their team, Twizzler's in that conversation.
I think she will be.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great to see her join that rambunctious crew and get some full-time playing and see her out there every week. It's going to be great. As far as the Trash Pandas go, going to be interesting to monitor how they do. Tootses is basically bringing in a whole new squad. It's him and Howell that are left over from last year. And they didn't do super well last year, and so they revamped the franchise, and they have a bunch of rookies coming in. So they're just a big question mark at this point. It's going to be interesting to see how they compete. If they got a couple guys who played ball back in the day, whether high school, college level, who knows. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of talent they got. So we'll see how that goes. All right, and then the other matchup in the final one in Eagan, because only 8 teams play a night in Eagan, so 2 teams are off of the 10 in Eagan, and the 2 teams that are off are the Vibes and the Hops. The Hops, formerly known as the Manatees, formerly known as the Cardinals.
Love that logo.
Yeah, definitely. And I went to a Hillsboro Hops game a couple weeks ago when I was out in Oregon, and it was pretty cool to see that. I'm really looking forward to seeing that Hops logo all over the league this year. So that'll be really nice to see. And then the Vibes, they got the Wish joining up with his brother Huck Finn. So it's going to be interesting to see those two playing together for the first time in HRL. And joining what is, you know, arguably one of the best young cores in the whole league with Epstein and Fishhook. And don't even get us started about Cheerio.
Yeah, the chemistry on that team is off the charts.
It's insane.
And the talent is arguably
even equally better. Off the charts.
Yeah, so I this is kind of my dark... I mean, it's not even a dark horse.
Yeah,
I mean... The vibes, I'm... Early pick this for me to win the championship. I just think the way the roster...
The championship.
Yeah, I think they're going all the way this year.
Cool. Yeah.
Just the way they've been playing all already, I think if it translates to HRL, I mean, which it does, it's going to be scary for the league, especially adding the Wish. Like, that's just all I'm basing it off of. Like, this team has gotten a lot better.
That was a Egan championship team last year, and then they added... the guy who, since last year, who had another successful year, has won the MNWA MVP award and batting title. So, pretty big addition. And seeing, and you know, on the other side, you see the team that beat them last year, the Baby Cakes, lose Psych and Nightmare, and you know, two of their top hitters. So, you know, it's the vibes to lose at this point, and it's going to be interesting to see how their chemistry, you know, what it's like in the playoffs for them. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And so with that, let's go to the last matchup in Egan, and that's the Bears versus the Yankees. So this is where the professor went. He went to the Bears, got a huge roster there, and speaking of huge rosters, we have the Yankees as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two great storied franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Bears. Going to be great to see how Soli does, you know, Trevor. Professor going back to that team being added. I mean, that's obviously big for them. Just, you know, I think more just being with that team and just being with them is a good fit for him. And
hey, man, Sully had a great year in MNWA as well. He had a huge home run off of Fishhook in MNWA. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see him. I hope he has some confidence going in there because he's a great player.
They're
going to
pull off some wins this year.
Think about how fun that night is going to be at Carnelian with the Bears, Yankees, and then the Pandas and the Lugnuts.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the Bears and Lugnuts, who are like the dyad force or whatever that was. They're like the force dyad of fun. I'm familiar with Star Wars. I'm not obsessed with it.
Also,
the Yankees, yeah. I think they're going to be an interesting team as well. They've had a really strong year, the core of them in MNWA. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, that big a roster, to see how many of those guys get a lot of playing time. And, you know, hopefully Rocket's feeling healthy, because I think his shoulder's finally feeling good, because he wasn't able to pitch all of last season because of a shoulder injury. And, as you know, in MNWA, he had a groin injury right off the bat. And so, you know, hopefully Rocket's just healthy going in, because I want to see Rocket have a great year.
Yeah, and I think Rocket will have a great year as well with Torpedo Z-Dog. Another player to watch is Lil Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Tore it up. In my opinion, I thought MNWA was like a big step up. Like, I thought he did great. Fielding, hitting. I don't know if he pitched at all, but every time I saw him, like, he was doing good. So,
yeah.
I think he's going to take a step up this year in HRL.
Yeah, man. He's a college ball player. Not only baseball, but basketball, too. So, he's just an amazing athlete. And, if he's playing full time this year, that's going to be bad news for opposing teams, because that guy is just a smart hitter.
Yeah.
And, he showed it in MNWA. His OBP was off the charts in MNWA.
He's figuring it out for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's getting there. You know, he's been around the rinks for a long time because he's the son of Torpedo. And, it's going to be great to see him if he's playing full-time.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch it over and go across the Twin Cities.
Across the pond.
Yeah, let's go over across 494. Up Highway 169, get off on Excelsior, and go the other way, and go back to Harley, because this is a park that we are revitalizing this year, because we have 12 teams in Hopkins, so we need three rinks if we don't want four teams sitting at home each Thursday. So we're going back to Harley, we're adding a third rink, for the first time, I'm guessing, in league history, since year one, which I don't even know if they had enough teams for two rinks year one, so this is probably a league first,
exciting.
But I don't know that for sure.
Exciting time in Hopkins.
Yeah.
Hopkins is just stacked, by the way. Just a preview, it's just, I feel like every team is stacked.
Yeah. Yep, there's no doubt about that. And I'm really excited to get back to Harley. One of my favorite fields just because it's got so much room. You can spread out. You can have, you know, there's foul space. And you don't have to be in the field of play if you stretch out your legs at Harley. So I'm really looking forward to getting back there. One of the matchups at Harley that first night is going to be the Rumble Ponies versus the Hoppers. So that is a team, the Rumble Ponies, coming over from Eagan. They were they weren't a playoff team last year. They came over from Eagan, and then the Hoppers. That is a new franchise headed by Smallpox, and they got Grizz and a Nightmare. So I don't know. Is there anybody even to talk about here? There's like no star power in this matchup.
Yeah, no, I think everyone's going to be looking at the Grasshoppers here and just that new form team with this actually star-studded lineup with Grizz, Nightmare, and Smallpox.
Yeah.
And these guys are going to be playing loose. They're going to be having fun, and they're going to...
And that is dangerous. That
is very dangerous. Smallpox is going to hit, like, 50 homers, and Grizz is going to hit 60. And for the Ponies, excited to see another season for these ponies.
Competition stepping up for them. Going to be interesting. You know, that's... They're going to be a measuring stick third year, but the first one in Hopkins.
And that's going to be interesting to see how they kind of shape into the play of Hopkins. Just, again, adding another really good competitive team.
Yep.
And
it's bad for the competitive balance of Hopkins, but great in terms of having those guys over, because I'm a huge fan of those guys.
Yeah.
They're from our neck of the woods here in the northwest suburbs, and so having them over in Hopkins makes so much more sense for them travel-wise, and it's going to be great to see them at the rinks this year.
Good guys.
A lot more, because I'm a huge fan of them when we played them and when we've had the chance to be around them. So going to be great to have them over in Hopkins. On the other side of Harley Park, we are going to be, we have some old friends. We have the Americans, our old team, and the Rubber Ducks. What do we see here? We have some more top Eagan talent going over to Hopkins in the Americans signing Peanut, the Rookie of the Year, and Average Joe from the Trash Pandas.
Yeah, and as much as that is big for that team, if we see Lulu do what he did last year, or just like what he is doing normally, it's gonna be good for this team. Just with all the bats they've added and just their roster. I mean, they're packed up and they are ready. If people miss nights, like, they're gonna have a good roster.
Yeah.
They're a good team there no matter what. And they're gonna play well.
It's gonna be the
play
first
well is what they're gonna do.
Probably well.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the first time since 2020 that they're gonna have, like, you know, and I say that the first time since 2 years ago, but, you know, not often do they have a lot of room on their roster where someone missing a night isn't going to be catastrophic for them and really affect, you know, how they play and their results. And, you know, and the difference between 2020 and this year is that this year the roster is a lot better. You know, you have guys who had huge years in MNWA, and, you know, one of the ongoing bits that just drives me nuts is, you know, the notion that Lulu gives himself that he sucks, even though he's probably the best pitcher in Hopkins. And
probably one of the better hitters on the Buxtons this year,
bro,
too.
I was going to say, and he's actually gotten to the point where he, not only is he a competent hitter, but he's a good hitter, man.
He's
a 300-capable hitter. And the worst part is he's going to go up there and go, God, I suck. Oh, I'm so bad. And just do these huge swings and go, I started swinging so late. And then on the next pitch, he's going to hit it as far as he can and then, like, run around the bases and then go, Andy, you idiot! So it's going to be great, and it's going to be even more egregious this year because I think he's going to have a good year hitting.
Yeah.
So,
and then we got, on the other side, we got the Rubber Ducks, and I think this team, obviously with, like, Yeller and Stash, like, Stash is such a good hitter.
Yep.
But this team's really going to ride through, I think, Face this year.
Oh, he's so good, man.
He is. And then all the other players they have, like, Daddy.
Old Yeller.
Sarge.
Sarge filled in MNWA this year, and he made the hitting, namely Mippy 5, look like garbage. I mean, I think off of Mippy 5, you went 5-for-5 with 2 home runs. So, pretty impressive stuff.
A lot of guys popped off this year.
Yep.
Early, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And I think the Ducks are I think the Ducks are going to be good this year.
Yeah, I really do too. And
there's a lot of teams I think are going to be good.
Casey might finally get his wish, and just because of the way the divisions are matched up, he might finally get his wish and play in Wiffle-Palooza. I don't know exactly who's in his division, but I know that there's like two divisions where, so the Ducks are in the division with the Ponies, Americans, and Grasshoppers. That's incredibly competitive division. They might find themselves in Wiffle-Palooza like Casey's been asking for.
Yeah.
His entire HRL career.
Because, how many games are the Grasshoppers going to lose?
Exactly.
The pitching might be a question. I mean, we're out to see how their pitching goes,
Right.
But.
And then speaking of Stash, too, he's doing some really great work and some great stuff with the HRL Touch 'Em All podcast. You can check that out on Spotify. And for more information, and if you can to keep up to date with episodes and stuff, you can follow at HRL Twin Cities on Twitter. And I just wanted to give a plug to them because they've been doing some great HRL content, and I just want to keep pushing that because they're having a good time doing it. And it's great. It's great for the league. It's Stash and Sanchez just sitting down and chatting HRL. And you listened to an episode and you said you really enjoyed it, and they gave a lot of rub to MNWA as well. So great stuff they're doing over there. Feel free to check that out for more HRL content. All right, let's go back across Highway 169. Westbound on Excelsior Boulevard and turn left into the neighborhoods and go to Valley Park. Valley Park, one of the most bittersweet parks because it's one of my favorite parks and the park where one of the worst things that ever happened to me happened. And some of the people that were there that night, the Millers, our good friends, the Millers, Marty and Bliss Jr., they're going to be taking on a new franchise, another new team, but this time it's a bunch of rookies. Bunch of true blue rookies here in HRL, and coincidentally, the Blue Wahoos. So we have the Millers taking on the Blue Wahoos.
So I think this year for the Millers, Marty is going to be a big, big player for them. Just his reliable hitting and his ability to fill in and pitch consistently average is good.
Yeah.
And he's such a great guy, and he's always just, lifting people up and having a good time no matter what. So
yeah,
that is infectious for that team. And I think with the pitchers like Bliss and Dr. K, that's just, if they start picking up that hitting, it's going to be scary for some teams because, Bliss has some of the lowest ERAs with, his win-loss ratio just really bad because they can't, I know that doesn't really matter, but just they can't win games because they're hitting. And I think it's going to pick up here eventually. And I think it's going to break this year.
Yeah, the Millers, they're a team where if you look at their record at the end of every year, they're always in the bottom of Hopkins, single-digit wins, barely above double-digit wins. And that's just because they're one of the teams where the bad luck just happens to break their way. They're in most of the games they play. And even against the great teams in Hopkins, they're in there. I mean, the Millers are there's no easy win in Hopkins, period.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, and we had a dogfight with them in Palooza last year.
Yeah.
We ended up knocking them out, but that game was they always bring it with us. I think that's we have our rivalry game against them. I think where it's getting streamed or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's great. Yep. That's great because we always have great games against them.
True.
It's always fun too. So
yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It's awesome.
Yep. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of that, you got the Blue Wahoos. Some of these Fridley Factors guys, so they're probably going to be great.
Yeah.
Probably going to be really great hitting, really good pitching.
They're all going to come in here and tear it up.
Yeah, so just probably another really good team.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that as well. Then on the other side of the rink, we're going to have the Twins, established 2004 HRL Twins, versus the Chihuahuas. And Chihuahuas, they are the ones that are dealing with the loss of the wish that we referenced earlier. And so what do you think about this matchup here?
I think it's going to be a big... Yes, I think it is going to be a year for Nickname to step up. I know he's going to... They didn't add anyone, I don't believe. So I think he's going to be filling in that role of the wish as it's kind of that number one or two pitcher for them. And he had a really good year 2 years ago with a low ERA, I remember. And last year he had a good mid-3 ERA. So I think if he puts up something around either of those years, that's going to be really serviceable for them. And those guys' hitting is, they really thrive off of each other as well, too. Another team that uses their chemistry a lot, Fridley Factory guys. So they're going to be they're going to be looking to just take another step up in their hitting and just get back and have another year. It's good for these young franchises, as like we were talking about the Ponies and just, I mean, us as well too. And for an example, like just getting more at bats and just like getting more used to just doing it and just playing more, you know.
Yeah, and then on the other side of that, you got the Twins as well. And like I said, they're the old grizzled vets, and there's no easy outs. Nelson last year, he, you know, usually he's like looked at as a joke player, but he was, you know, in the MVP. Mix for the he was in the mix for the batting title, and like I'm sure he got MVP votes last year. Nelson's great. Kmart is really crafty, and he can pull a great night out whenever he wants. That's just a great team. I really like the Twins. I can't wait to face them.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great to see them at the rinks.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Another team that uses kind of just their, you know, they have a good time with like
the, super competitive, the just always.
Well, the one thing that's always great to see with the Twins as well, is Kmart's calves, and just seeing how they're doing. And Nelson had an amazing year last year, and I think the dude just goes up there, smacks the ball, ripping a cig. Like, who? He doesn't give a fuck. he doesn't care. So he's just going out there and he's giving it his all.
Wow.
In his Nelson way.
Good for him, man. Just good for him. The fact that, like, before this you said, oh, I know what I'm going to say about the Twins, and you lean with, can't wait to see Kmart's calves. That's great.
I mean, that's what everyone thinks about.
They're insane. If you imagine, listener, the greatest calves you've ever seen, and double that, and then that's Kmart's calves. It's quite a sight to see. You're very right about that. And let's go to the last rink that's going to be in action tomorrow night, and that is the Central Park. And we'll start off with the Blue Sox versus the Mets, the defending champions of HRL, the Mets. Mippy 5, Charwal, Taco, and JC.
This team is going to be looking for that respect of that they're going to go out there and do it again because they want to do it again. I think I'm sure of it. And what they did last year was amazing, and the performance that like JC puts on pitching, and the way Taco can just, you know, pitch so good in the regular season and then just turn it on the playoffs. And just, you know, they fell back two games last in the championship, and I thought they were done, and they just turned it on. And that's just good teams. If they fall back two games, those veteran players know how to turn it on. And this is one of the most accoladed team with Taco and Mippy, and maybe, I mean, I don't know what all the other teams are looking like, but that's a lot of championships combined right there, and they all just did it once. So I think they're going to be looking to repeat again. So they're going to be competitive and just fun to watch. I mean, they're really good at wiffle ball, so they're always just hitting bombs or making amazing plays and pitching shutouts and no hitters and stuff. So
yeah, Mippy's always fun to watch.
Yeah,
Mippy's always fun. And then on the other side, I mean, we have another playoff team, the Blue Sox. Man.
Yeah, man,
they're a team that, you know, they were fun all year, and then Wifflepalooza, they decided, all right, let's show them what we can do, and they made the playoffs. And
those vets, they can hit.
You can see why, just the way they hit, and they had a deep pitching rotation, and that's how you get through Palooza.
They knocked us out, and then ended up winning that last game to get in, and they deserved it. They played well. I have to say, they played well.
Great team featuring the likes of the batting champion Vlade, Tubat, Fukudome. Just a lot of great guys. And the last matchup of the night is our matchup, the Mariners versus Aces. Lots to look forward to with our team. You know, we have the rookie of the year last year, Diddy, and then Taylor, who's coming in. No nickname yet. We're having him come in and get like awarded a nickname, like should be done, and like used to be done. And so it's going to be just really great to get him in there, meeting all the HRL guys, because he came to Palooza last year, or Wifftoberfest last year, and just really yucked it up with everybody. So it's going to be great having him at the rinks full time, and I mean, he's a great player as well. So it's going to be fun to see him get adjusted to HRL hitting. Yeah, and then yourself as well. Super Dave, both had great MNWA seasons. So lots to look forward to with the Mariners. What about the Aces?
The Aces is another one of those really compelling teams that, you know, just formed. couple, you know, guys that haven't played together before, maybe have played together on teams before, just not in HRL. And it comes out to be a pretty interesting roster with one of the best hitters last year, in my opinion, Babyface.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, all around amazing player, Webgem. And then you got Dumpy and Psych, and then Dave, I think, Dodger Dave.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that... There's not much you haven't even have to say.
I from my gut, like just going off of what we just read, I think that they're probably looking like the Hopkins champs in my eyes coming out.
I think so as well.
Just because I don't doubt Psych at all. I think that he's going to be on a mission to show that he can go through Hopkins like he went through Egan, and I think he's going to be able to because I think he's the kind of talent that'll transcend any sort of league he's in, and. Yeah, and then I just look at that competitiveness on both sides of the ball, and then Webgem, again, both sides of the ball. Dumpy, both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Babyface, probably the best hitter in the league. So it's going to be really hard to face this lineup when this fall. And so I'm looking at this like we're probably going to be facing one of the teams that's there at the end.
Yeah,
and here on opening day.
And that makes me excited because I'm ready to see just some good wiffle ball and just face some you know elite pitching and, you know, pitch against elite hitters, and it's exciting.
There's going to be a lot of elites in that matchup.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us here as we went through and previewed HRL opening day. We quickly abandoned the idea of including the jersey talk in there just because I forgot about it because we got a little bit too into the actual discussion of it.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, and I don't think it was missed. You know, just keep an eye out on live streaming, social media. Going to be a lot of great matchups, a lot of great uniforms.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us here on Holy Commute, the Wednesday edition. Austin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Trent, and just good luck to all the HRL teams this year. Everyone,
keep it fun, keep it light. Let's have a great year.
And I hope everyone has a great day. Happy 420.
Bye-bye.
I've got everything I need here on the planet of we. There's not much going on, but it's just my speed. There's no hatred and no greed here on the planet of weed. Everyone gets along, it's quite pleasant indeed. Oh baby, baby, won't you come with me? Set your mind at ease, set your spirit free. What a wonderful life we could lead together on the planet of we. We've got magazines to read, we've got Doritos to eat. So lay back on the couch and kick up your feet. There's a movie on TV I've been meaning to see. It's by Oliver Stone. Oh baby, baby, won't you come with me? Set your mind at ease, set your spirit free. What a wonderful life we could lead together forever. Life is better on the planet of weed.